Across the river from Belém, Brazil, the largest city in the Amazon basin, the channels are busy with boat traffic. Here, traditional river dwellers make a living by harvesting the black fruit of the thin açaí palm tree. In this part of the Amazon, açaí has been part of the local diet even before the arrival of the Portuguese. Virtually unknown until 15 years ago, açaí juice suddenly is a global superfood, riding high on claims it fights cholesterol, is an anti-aging elixir, and even acts as a natural Viagra. But skyrocketing demand has increased the price of açaí where it's most loved, in Belém, the epicenter of the açaí trade. According to the Associated Press, the city's residents consume an estimated 200,000 liters of açaí each day, making it more popular here than milk. A few years ago, a liter of açaí juice cost 52 cents. Today, it's $2.60. In an area where monthly income often is less than $200, that price puts it out of reach for many of the people for whom açaí is as much a culture as a beverage.
We sell just a little açaí and we make good money. We can buy our food, some clothes, a pair of shoes, and so on. Before, it was different. We sold açaí very cheaply.
Even in Brazil, açaí wasn't known much beyond Belém until the early 1990s. Because the fruit's juice spoils after about 24 hours, it couldn't be shipped outside the region. But then açaí producers figured out a way to freeze the pulp, allowing it to be sent to Brazil's populous south. Since freezing robs açaí of much of its subtle flavor, producers spiked it with guarana syrup, which helped the drink catch on in the rest of the country. Health enthusiasts can be seen using spoons to attack bowls piled high with dark purple slush, the result when the thick frozen pulp is run through a blender. It's valued for its combination of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, amino acids, and healthful omega fats. Ben-Hur Borges built a factory here 5 years ago, processing açaí berries into juice for export to the U.S. and Europe.
Up until now, exports have been practically doubling from 1 year to the next in exported volume. I don't believe now that there will be sufficient supply to double those 11,000 tons again.
He now hopes to set up açaí plantations to reduce his dependence on river dwellers and fluctuating prices. Meanwhile, Belém residents still find ways to obtain the fruit despite rising costs. They buy lower quality juice or sacrifice other foods. That's because for many, açaí with manioc flour is all they eat for lunch and often dinner. And many will tell you they just can't feel full without their daily dose of açaí.